But I mean, in a nutshell, because I gotta get going, trusting in Christ, trusting, loving, obeying Jesus Christ, that He's your Lord and Savior, repenting of your sins.
Hey, you said repenting.
Repenting is the most.
Repenting is turning your mind and changing your ways, coming out of the world, and false religion. And let me remind you, I don't know of one church system in buildings that are biblical. They're all teaching. They become a business. They are teaching man-made religions, false doctrines of men. Most of them are like the world when Jesus said, "My sheep are not of the world."
Yeah.
So if any church system that is like the world, if they dress, act, talk, live, entertain like the world, we got these pastors talking about the Super Bowl coming up and laughing and joking, putting on Super Bowl parties. What does the Super Bowl have to do with the Holy Savior?
I love that. You know that?
What does it have to do with them? What does it have to do with them?
No, you're right.
It doesn't.
I just recently moved from Colorado.
I'm sorry, I got bad ear. What, you're what?
I just recently moved from Colorado with
to
my
here?
Wife.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, to Northport now.
Yeah, I know where Northport is.
I was looking in the area for a church because I just recently became converted, and it's really hard, you know? A lot of the churches are watered down, and the ones that I saw that were like potential prospects, I was still iffy about going, but I prayed diligently, and the Lord directed us to a church in Cape Coral. So it's a bit of a drive. But
what's the name of it?
Grace Baptist Church.
It's a Baptist church. So let me help you. I love you. You're my neighbor. Who invented the Baptist faith? Jesus or man?
I would argue man.
Should we follow Christ or man's ways?
Follow Christ.
You're lowering the standard. Jesus said, "My standard of my superior righteousness has to surpass that of the Pharisees."
Yeah.
He said, "Come out of all that."
Yeah.
You want a Bible study? You want some people to encourage you? You just met us. Our website, don'tperish.com. Tons of resources for you. Ready? Eagles. You ever see eagles?
Yeah.
Who do eagles hang out with?
No one.
Sometimes alone. But when they do hang out with someone else, who do they hang out with?
Other eagles.
Other eagles. You ever see eagles hanging out with pigeons?
No.
Let me ask a question. Who do sheep hang out with? Goats?
No.
Or other sheep?
Other sheep.
This is the sheep of God right here. If you and your wife truly want the truth of God and you're transformed, those goats in those Baptist systems, you email me. We'll test that church. I'll show you why it's wrong. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that the Roman Catholics ordained. Christ didn't ordain those. Worldliness. They're not teaching the men or the women how to dress. They're not teaching women to cover their heads. The Bible teaches all this. Personal holiness is what comes from the inside outward. I used to fight and cuss like a sailor. You think I do that anymore as a Christian?
No.
Why?
Because you believe in Jesus.
My heart's been changed. Guess what? If your heart's changed, how you dress, how you act, how you talk, how you live, how you spend your money, who you associate with, who you even go and gather with, all that changes. And you're compromising in the Baptist faith. This has got appointed. You're compromising in the Baptist faith. You email me, and I'll Bible study with you. I'll take you right to the Word of God and show you why you're leading your family to a shipwreck and compromising the Baptist faith in the world. You know what God wants you to do? God wants you to be a Noah in your generation. Look what Noah did. Took his family, followed God, obeyed God, built the ark. Did anyone else from the world come with Noah? Only his family got on the ark. And in these last days, God's saying, you be like a Noah. Stand for my truth and my word. Don't compromise to be united with people and to have programs and all this. You must be a righteous, holy man of God. And the Baptist faith is not it.
So you're not part of the church?
No, we fellowship with other believers. We know we're both full-time traveling street preachers. I'm retired. I'm an old man. He labors and then takes off and then goes and preaches. We don't take people's money.
So do you believe that the church was an invention by Jesus?
The biblical body. But see, here's the deal. Ready? And this is, if you would email me, we could Bible study if you have to go.
Yeah.
The building system was done away with by God.
Yeah.
Man brought it back. The one guy in a box on Sunday was brought back. God did away with it. It was brought back now. The 2-hour worship service, you can't find it in Scripture. Do you know what worship is? What's worship?
Living sacrifice every day of your life. You kill your flesh, you follow in the Spirit.
All the emotional, instrumental music that goes on makes you feel real good for a while, and then everybody goes, cool, let's go, what's on? Yeah, Netflix and the games come on in an hour. Does that sound like what we should be doing before God?
No.
So that's all the compromise that's out there for you. I would encourage you, here's my challenge to you, because I love you. Take a break. from man-made religion. Get in the Word. Start in the New Testament and say, Father, show me your truth. I want the truth. I'm not going to compromise. You and your wife, get in the Word. And if you want help, call me, email me. We'll take you in the Word. And at the end of that journey, short journey, couple days in Bible study, you're going to go, how can I go back to man-made religion? They have this sin, this sin, this sin, this sin, this sin. How can I be united to that and claim I'm not in sin? Right? Make sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah, there's a test, 10-point test on our website. The gospel's on our website. Thousands of articles for free. We don't take people's money. And we would teach you to go much deeper. Jesus said in Mark 7, he said this interesting thing. I was preaching it down the street. You know what Anabaptists are? Like Amish and Mennonites?
Yeah.
There's a community down the street. We were just down there preaching. We stand against them. They're just as false as the Baptists and everyone else. Jesus said in Mark 7 that if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Read it. Read it. You got to follow him. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they come out of the world. If you're really born of him, you'll come out of the world. You'll throw your television away if you got one. You'll come out of man. Oh, yeah. What's on TV that's God honoring?
I mean, there's nothing. I don't watch TV personally, me and my wife, but I mean, you can use resources with your smart TV. It's legalistic.
Legalistic to obey God's word? It says, set nothing vile before my eyes. That legalistic? What does that word legalistic mean? Hey, do you obey the speed laws?
Yes.
Do you stop at every stop sign?
I try.
Do you have a job?
I do.
Do you follow the rules on your job?
Must
You're legalistic?
Can.
Are you legalistic? Obeying God's word, young man, is not legalistic. It's holy and righteous. Jesus said in Hebrews 5:9, I made the way of eternal life for those who obey me. The reason you get rid of your TV, legalism is working your way to heaven. We're following Jesus who shed his blood for us. And part of the fruit of following him is he said, come out of the world. The TV is the world. You got to throw that out and you got to spend your time in the word. See, if you were to take any time you spent on TV and say, if I would have studied the word and sharpened my sword, you'd be way further along in your faith and righteousness than what the TV offered you.
So do you think Baptists or any denomination, evangelicals, people of, well, let's say, a Puritan background, you think they're all damned?
When you say damned, the Bible says, unless you come by the shed blood of Jesus and you repent of all sin, sin that you don't repent of is not cleansed by Jesus. It's on your record. Here comes my wife. Sin that you don't repent of is still on your record. So let's say I got like 10 sins,
yeah,
right? And I come to Jesus and I go, oh, Jesus, here's this sin, this sin, this sin, this sin. Forgive me, Lord. These I'm going to hold on to and keep doing. Are these cleansed?
No, probably not.
What if your wife ran
ran
with another dude? She's flirting with him. And you called her and you said, what are you doing? And she'd go, I'm sorry. Forgive me. You go, okay. I'll forgive you. What's the first thing you're going to ask her to do? Don't go with that dude. What if she says, I'm going to keep calling him and going with him for a while? That's what we want you to do. Obedience. So watch out for legalism. Legalism is a lie. God wants you to obey. It is lawful to obey God's word, not to add to your salvation. It's the fruit that you know. Your wife married you. You're telling her to be a legalist. She can't go and sleep with another guy. Are you a legalist? No, it's part of your covenant. But part of your covenant is to come out of the world and things like television, sports, entertainment, politics of the world.
So you can use a telephone.
What's that?
You can use a telephone.
Oh, yeah, because what do we do with a telephone? I call my brother. I proclaim the gospel all over the internet. I don't watch movies. I don't watch sports. So discern spiritually. I drive a car. Nothing simple about a car. If I go to the porn shop, it's sinful. If I run people over with when I'm angry, it's sinful. If I go buy beer and get drunk, it's sinful. But if I go to preach the gospel, it's not. So discern things spiritually. Not everything is evil unless we turn it to an evil use. You look like you might, what do you do for a living? Construction or something?
Drive. I do warehouse.
Okay.
All
right. So let's say a hammer guy. My older brother works construction.
Yeah.
Hammer's a tool. I can drive nails, or I can kill my neighbor with them. The hammer's not sinful.
It's the attention of the heart.
Yeah. So, but when it comes to like television and sports and all that, do the test. Philippians 4:8. The Bible says whatever's good, whatever's pure, whatever's true, whatever's lovely, whatever's of a good report, focus on those. Take TV and look at 99.9% of what's on there, and you go, this is not a good use of redeeming the time.
Unless it's something that's related to the Bible or theology.
Which is on TV is all false teachers.
Well, no, not cable. I mean, like, you're doing research, like, on a YouTube channel. And
now YouTube is not TV, but...
Oh, you know what I mean. That's what I'm referring to. Not like cable, obviously.
I'll say this. I used to be a Lutheran for 21 years, and I had to come out of that church. That was a false church. Testing it to the Word of God, found it was this. I went into the YouTube sphere for about 2 years, searching, digging through false doctrine.
Full of false teachers.
It's all full of false teachers.
Yeah. This is the truth we need. Yeah. YouTube's going to lead you and your family down all these trails. Satan's got flavors all over. Jesus said we live by every word of the mouth of God. And here's what I would challenge you. You met some people. I'm telling you that we adhere to God's word and we don't keep any sin or false traditions. I encourage you to test and challenge that, because if that's true, you need to come and learn and unite with us and glorify God together. If we're wrong, come show me my false doctrine. I'll show you the false doctrine of the Baptist faith. You email me, name me that church, and we'll go through it. Me and my brother, we'll go through it with you, line by line, and we'll even, when we're done, email it to the pastor and say, can we have a meeting? Let's sit and talk about why you do all these false ways. They don't teach women how to biblically cover. You know it's a sin that a woman prays without her head covered? The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 11. It's a sin. They don't teach it. That's not the Mosaic law.
No, I know, but what about that?
We don't follow the Mosaic law.
We don't follow that.
But we do follow some pre-Torah things. So you got God institutes creation, and then Genesis, and then you've got all the Deuteronomical books that are the Torah law, right?
Yeah, 19.29.
Okay, and that's the Torah law, 613 laws given to Israel. We don't keep those today. We're not Israel. We're not in the nation of, we're spiritual Israel, but we're not in the nation of Israel. But there are some pre-Torah things. You're married to one woman. I think you believe one man, one woman?
Yes.
God ordained that in Genesis. God said, take dominion of the earth. If a grizzly bear attacked your family, I'm pretty sure you'd wrestle it while they got away. You wouldn't let it eat your family. You'd kill it and cook it for dinner. That's what you should do. Make a coat out of it. That'd be awesome. How about this one? In Genesis 3, I love to preach this. God showed us how to dress. You see the way I dress? That look different than the world?
Yeah.
Why? Because I just want to be cool. God shed blood in Genesis 3 and put us in tunic-like garments to cover us up, because now we're in sin and we can look at, I'm sure you're a young man, women walk in skin-tight jeans showing all their body parts up. It's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And she's a look at the woman who cover herself. There's nothing to look at. In Genesis 3, God made tunic-like garments and it never changed through the whole Bible. Jesus wore a robe, John wore a robe, prophets wore a robe. It's a part of our humbleness and our meekness, submitting ourselves under the Word of God. See, I hate the culture so much, not the people. I hate the culture. Psalm 119:104 says, hate every false way. I hate the culture so much. I don't want to do anything like it that's sinful against God. My phone is all about the gospel, connection to my brothers and sisters, preaching. I'm dealing with a homeless man right now, helping him via his email. That's what I'm all about. Everything of the world, it disgusts me. And you know what that is? An abomination. Look up Proverbs 6:17. You know what's an abomination to God?
Yeah.
Homosexuality is, right? You agree with that?
Yes, of course.
But Proverbs 6:17 doesn't even mention it. It says seven things God does hate. They're an abomination. It means disgusting. Abomination means disgusting. Ready? It says a lying tongue. Those who feet are quick to do mischief. But this one I want to throw in there. A proud look. So anything we do as claimed believers that go, hey man, kind of working out. I'm looking good. I got a tattoo. This is cool. Man, I got my hair done in a way that... Honey, I get some white hair. Can we dye it black? I want to look good. A proud look. Women wear makeup. Women wear jewelry. Women adorn. Men do that now. That's a proud look. It's an abomination to God.
Hey, well, I'll communicate with you via email.
I can't hear you.
I'll communicate with you via email.
That'd be awesome, man. GoPerish.com. Our email's right on there. We love you. We love to go deep in the truth.
Well, yeah, and I would like to bring one of the elders of the church.
Love it. Love it. Because I promise you, ready? I promise you, if you go to him and you go, hey, I met these people, I promise you, they're going to say, they're a cult, they're legalist, they're works-based, stay away from them. Here's my challenge to you. Tell whoever says that, you know what? Okay.
Let's have a discussion.
don't gossip behind his back. Come tell this man to his face. He loves to go to the scriptures. You can, that elder can ask me any question he wants about what we believe, and I'll answer it. And then it's his turn. I got a bunch of questions for the Baptists. Usually,
you can look him up.
Usually they just snipe from long distance and go, cult, legalist, stay away. And when I go, have questions, they run. We go to the religious places, and we stand outside on the sidewalk peacefully. Brother, what do they do? Often.
They come out and mock us.
And then what do they do?
Oh, they call the police. They always call
the police. The police go there peacefully. They're standing on with signs. They just want to talk to people with their Bibles. They call the police on us. The worst people to witness to, right? I would rather go out and witness to a motorcycle gang of Hell's Angels guys than a busload of modern pastors. They are the most wicked, evil-hearted, dark people. Who was Jesus' enemy? His worst enemy. Okay, yeah, you got that right. Satan, in human form. Who was his worst enemy?
In human form?
How about the Pharisees? The religious leaders of the day. That's the modern pastors today. And so they hate me coming along because I'm going to use God's word.
Because they're hypocrites.
Because what?
They're hypocrites.
They're hypocrites. They are. They are. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, I'd love to show you that. I don't want to see your family get swept away in that. Ready? You want biblical Christianity to save your soul. You know what that is? Baptist faith is cultural Christianity. They found a way to take the culture, mix it with some truth from God, and we can fill a building that way. When you're a biblical Christian, you never need a building. You know why? You'll never find enough people to fill it. Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. That word in the Greek means puny. A puny number of people. Look at America. America is the fruit of 268 years or whatever of denominational religion.
Yeah.
Look at America. Compromised, corrupt. The churches are letting in homosexuality. The churches are backing down on abortion. The churches are worldly. This is the fruit of a watered-down, compromised, feel-good faith that tickles your ears. And Paul said it would be that way in the last days. I want you to have the truth, and you will stand out, but there's a great cost. What's the cost, brother?
Oh, you lose your life. When the Lord says, lose your life to find it in me, he's not making a suggestion. He's not making just like a throw-around phrase. You'll actually have to lose your life. Like, I lost my family. I lost my friends. I lost my career. You lose everything to follow Christ. Okay. But he promises to give you eternal life. He promises to give you more blessings in this life. Mm-hmm. But you have to lay down your life.
Yeah. Most of your family and friends will not go the biblical path. They'll go churchianity or the world. You preach the gospel to them, and when they go, no, man, I don't want that, then you have to go and follow Christ. And if you stay united to them, what does a little bit of sin and rebellion do to your life? You wouldn't let your kids hang out with drug dealers, would you?
Of course not.
Would you let your kids hang out with false religious people that will deceive their souls?
Of course not.
Yeah. Good stuff. You know what?
I appreciate it.
Can I give you a hug, man?
Of course.
We weren't supposed to be here. Yeah. I think we came just for you. I said to my wife, normally when we get done with a preach, we go park and we work. I said, we need to go to Mickey D's tonight for some reason.
Yeah.
And you're here. Yeah. We're here for you, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah. We'll
email me.
I'll email you.
Email me. We'll talk. We'll Bible study. I'm open to sit and have a meeting and talk. You live in Northport?
I don't know.
So we'll be in this area for a while yet. Actually, it won't be long. I'm headed to the east coast of Florida. We've been on this west coast quite a bit. And after this weekend, but we can do it long distance. We can talk, and I'll be back down around this way. We come down and spend the winters in Florida because there's events outside. Up north, it's cold and frozen, and there's nobody outside. So that's why we don't come down for the sun and the beach. We don't go to the beach. We preach all over. We go in the streets. Go to religious places, go to events. We're headed to an art show this weekend to go preach. So that's what we'll be preaching in an art show. What was the name of that church? I do want to look it up.
Grace Baptist Church.
Grace Baptist in
Tom Haskell. He's in Cape Coral.
Grace Baptist Church, and what's the pastor's name?
Tom Haskell.
Tom Haskell.
A-S-C-O-L.
Haskell.
Haskell.
My brother will look it up. Yeah, we'll look it up, and yeah, if you email me, we'll be ahead of the game and look at it. But
no, I would definitely love to just see them, because I'm still growing.
Yeah.
I would like to see them discuss, and I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll sit down with you.
I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They'll sit down with you.
I'll be amazed if they do. I've been doing this for years, and I've dealt with thousands of modern pastors.
Yeah.
I can count on my hand the numbers that ever sat down and opened their Bible. And none of them turned out good. You know what's a? I want to make your expectations right. Thousands of pastors I've dealt with, I've sat with men that even admit, yeah, you're right, we're feminized. The women, yeah, they got their way and they're worldly. Yeah, those pagan holidays aren't in the Bible, and I get it. Jesus didn't die on Good Friday, and he didn't rise on Sunday. We know that's a lie. That's a lie, by the way. We can go over that. They know all this stuff. Years later, do you know how many that admitted to me and my wife face-to-face that those are all lies? You know how many have repented and stopped doing all those? Why do you think? It's a business. It's their job. You got to keep people happy. You got to keep the doors open. It's become a business. They're not the true sheep of God following the Lord.
I believe they'll have a discussion with you.
I'm sorry?
I believe they'll have a discussion with you.
Oh, okay. I'd be looking forward to it. Love you, man.
Yeah, I got to keep going. I'm actually behind now, but you will hear from me.
This was worth it.
You will. Hey,
well, all right. Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you for the discussion.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is my wife, Sister Armin, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Love to hear from you.
You will.
All right. Amen. God be praised, neighbor. Love you.
Yeah.